Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Let the Bible Speak program. I'm glad that you've joined us this morning for our Bible study on Sunday mornings. Thank you for being with us and interest in spiritual things and studying God's Word. You know, as we look back over the past year that we have all experienced with COVID-19, we are now at the year mark in which things were put upon us. March of last year, we were told about this serious virus and pandemic, and our government leaders started taking action on how to deal with that. And looking back over the past year, I've noticed that there has been a lot of anxiety, a lot of worry, a lot of mental problems that have developed as a result of this. And so this morning, I want to talk a little bit about the peace of mind that we can have in Jesus Christ. I want to talk a little bit about emotional problems that people are having and how they can resolve that with a godly life in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm not a licensed psychologist and psychiatrist. I'm not going to be talking this morning about different kinds of medications that people can take. I'm not a physician. But I know that the Bible addresses mental health. And the Bible addresses anxiety and worry and stress and emotional problems that people have, emotional pains. And the Bible, God's Word, gives us principles, ways of living, ways of thinking, where we can have peace of mind and we can lower our levels of anxiety and worry. The Apostle Paul writes in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your forbearance be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus." Paul says that we need to be in Christ Jesus. In our hearts, in our thoughts, that is what we call peace of mind. If there is any anxiety or worry, that's where it's going to be. That the peace of God would guard our hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus. You know, as I look back over the past year, I'm hearing more and more news stories of the decline in mental health of many individuals, young and old. Because of the school shutdowns and other kinds of controlling measures, because of the worry and fear over the virus itself, many individuals are emotionally at their end. They are full of emotional problems. I'm seeing more and more reports based upon statistics, based upon facts and data that we now have, where drug abuse rates are higher over the past year. Suicide is higher. Alcohol and drinking is higher. Divorce is higher. Child abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse is higher. And there have been many deaths, not due to COVID, but due to emotional problems in trying to handle COVID and the situations that have come up with that. And those deaths are not being reported in the mainline news like COVID deaths are, but there are a large number of people who have died because of their emotional problems and how they've chosen to deal with that. I want to talk about peace of mind, friends. And the Bible not only talks about how to be saved from sin, we're going to talk about that today, but it also actually talks about things dealing with our physical health and our emotional health. God makes mankind. He knows all of the things that we need, and His Word, the Bible, yes, even addresses physical and emotional needs. Many people today, as a result of this pandemic, are tense and uptight and stressed and irritable and frustrated. They're in anguish and pain and emotional despair. What has happened over the past year has caused many physical and emotional problems. Who have people been turning to for help, or what have they been turning to for help? Like I said, the drug rate is up, alcohol is up, suicide is up, divorce is up, physical assault is up. People are not turning to the Word of God for help. They're turning to what they think and feel and what their friends say, and they just try to figure it out on their own, and it's leading to all kinds of problems and even death. People are trying to cope with what has been going on over the past year with drugs and alcohol, some with food, some have had food disorders. They try to just escape life altogether. They'll take their own life. They lash out in physical ways. And so we're seeing major mental health problems. And some of that is not even being reported and discussed. It's falling under the shadow of all of the reports dealing with the virus itself. People are having trouble with difficult decisions that they have to make, especially with regard to school and work and church. There's unresolved conflicts. There's relationships that they're having trouble with. There's physical disabilities that they're dealing with. And sometimes regarding the actual physical illnesses of COVID itself are very taxing on individuals, and they're having trouble coping with that. So we want to talk about peace of mind this morning from the Word of God. We're not talking about the absence of problems. There will always be troubles and trials and problems in life. But what we're talking about is a relationship with Jesus Christ that allows us to have the mental contentment and joy and security in the face of troubles and trials. The Apostle Paul opened up that section that we read earlier in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4 with "Rejoice in the Lord." Paul is actually writing this letter while he's in a Roman prison. Even during difficult times and times when Paul was being limited, he had joy and he had the peace of God because he was in Christ Jesus. And so let's talk about that this morning. When we talk about peace of mind, let's talk about what needs to be in our mind. And I want to talk about 10 thoughts this morning, just briefly. 10 thoughts that need to be in our mind in order to have peace of mind. What should my thoughts be? The Apostle Paul talks about how that the peace of God shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. What should be in our heart? What should be in our thoughts? Well, number one, the way to begin to have peace of mind is to say in my thoughts, I'm going to be right with God and remove any sin that keeps me from having peace. Sin causes problems. Sin, of course, is a violation of God's word. It's lawlessness, 1 John 3 and verse 4. It's unrighteousness, 1 John 5, 17. And so in Romans chapter 3 and verse 17, talking about Paul in Romans 3 is talking about how that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, both Jew and Gentile, all have sinned. And in Romans 3:17, the way of peace have they not known. He has just been talking about the various sins that these individuals commit, and they have not known peace. Sin in our life keeps us from having peace. We need to remove that sin. We can't keep living in sin. Things that we're thinking and saying and doing that are sinful are causing turmoil. It keeps us from having peace of mind. We need to have a clear conscience. Paul writes about a conscience void of offense, a conscience that is sincere, without hypocrisy. When our conscience says, hey, I've done wrong, I'm doing wrong, wrong being wrong according to God's word, not society. Well, when my conscience is telling me that, I need to have a clear conscience. I need to remove that sin. I need to obey the gospel and have my sins washed away in baptism to clear that up. Which leads me to a second thought that I need to have in my mind, and that is that I'm going to be forgiven of my sin through Jesus Christ. He's called the Prince of Peace. He was prophesied of that, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. When he came and he was being born into the world, the angel said that there would be peace on earth, Luke 2, 13 and 14. He came to give us peace. Paul writes about the peace that we can have in Christ, Romans 5, 1, Ephesians 2, 14 through 17, Colossians 1, 20. Peter talks about the peace that we can have in Christ, 2 Peter 3, 14. So I need to come and obey Jesus Christ. I need to believe that he is the Christ. I need to be willing to confess that with my mouth. I need to repent of my sins. I need to be baptized for the remission of my sins, Acts 2, 38. Having my sins washed away in baptism, Acts 22, 16. Jesus said on one occasion, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Rest. Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, died on the cross, shed his blood so that we can contact that blood in baptism and wash away our sins. We begin to have peace of mind. Many people, it is true that they're trying to deal specifically with the matter of COVID, that's true, but in the background, and they may not realize it, they are dealing with the problem of sin in their life. And they're not living according to God's word. They know that COVID is causing stress and problems. They may not realize long before COVID, sin in their life was causing the stress and the problems. Sin is causing problems in marriage. Sin is causing problems in our society with one another. Sin is causing problems between parents and children, children and teachers, employees and employers, etc. Sin is the problem. And if we will have a thought, number one, that I need to remove that sin so that I can know the way of peace, and I'm going to do that through Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, I'm on my way to having peace of mind. Let's look at a third thought that needs to be in my mind in order to have peace of mind. Number three, I'm going to let God's word guide me each and every day. When we try to walk by our own wisdom, it causes problems. If we walk by God's word, we have peace in Psalm 119 and 165. Great peace have they that love thy law, and they have no occasion of stumbling. Great peace have they that love thy law. The New Testament church had peace when they were walking in the words of the Holy Spirit, Acts 9:31. When we walk by the Spirit, we have peace of mind, Romans 8:6. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. Peace comes when we follow the principles laid down in God's Word, because God is never going to guide us in an area. He's never going to make us do something or think something that is going to cause anxiety and worry and stress and problems. He's only going to give us that which is good for us. He made us. He's going to speak to us that which is only going to give us peace. If there is not peace in my life, it's not God's fault. It's not the Bible's fault. It's I'm trying to live by my own way, and I am causing myself and others problems. Great peace have they that love thy law. Now, again, like I said, there's always going to be troubles and trials out there in the world that are going to affect us and come in contact with us. But if we're following God's word each day, we have peace of mind, and we can even tackle those difficult things that come. Do you need to start letting God's word guide you each day, friend? You've got a Bible. If not, I can help you get one. But reading God's word every day, a little bit of it every day, will help you to have peace of mind. Number four, a fourth attitude that I need to have in my life is that I'm going to be a peaceable person. I am going to be a New Testament Christian. I'm going to be in Christ, having been baptized into Christ. I'm going to live the faithful Christian life each day. And that is going to control how I live. When I go to school, when I go to work, when I go out into the neighborhood. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans 12 and verse 18, "If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, be at peace with all men." I'm going to be a peaceable person. In chapter 14 and verse 17, the Apostle Paul wrote again that the kingdom of God is peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, and to pursue or follow after things which make for peace. I'm going to be a peaceable person, even when that other person is antagonistic and yelling and agitated and using profanity and is upset. I'm going to be the peaceable person. That is a quality of being a New Testament Christian. And that keeps me from being agitated and anxious and worry and flying off the handle and stressed and causing problems. I'm just the peaceable person. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." That's going to be me. And if you'll have that same resolve to have that thought in your mind, you'll find that you'll have peace of mind. Peter writes that he that would love life and see good days, there are some things that he needs to do, and one of them is, let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Are we pursuing a peace of mind? That's not what's happening today in our society. People are pursuing alcohol. People are pursuing drugs. People are pursuing lawless behavior where they're hurting themselves and others. That's what they're pursuing, and it's hurting them and others around them. And we're not just talking about hurting, we're talking about things that lead to death. Some of the stress and anxiety and problems that people have been experiencing over the past year, they have vented that in such a way that they've actually killed others. This is a serious thing. We're not talking about just some minor issue. We're talking about a very serious issue. But if we'll be the peaceable person, we're not looking for the fight. We're not going out looking for trouble. We're not going out seeing if we can break the law and cause problems. We're not going out even trying to hurt ourselves. Then we will find that we will have a better mental health. I'm not opposed to medicine. I'm not opposed to legal prescriptions that deal or that are written for emotional and mental problems. I'm not opposed to that on the whole. But I will say that I believe many mental health types of things can be controlled by these principles of God's Word without medicine at all. We live in a hyper-medicine society. We are drugged to death. We are pilled to death. Everything is answered with a pill. And much, I believe, of the mental problems that people have in the world would be solved if they would just simply have in their mind these thoughts that God wants them to have, instead of just turning to a pill for the answer to everything. We need to turn to Jesus Christ. A fifth thought that comes to my mind is that I'm going to be orderly in all aspects of my life. God is a God of order, 1 Corinthians 14:33. I'm going to have an orderly life when I get up. I'm going to clear out the mental and physical clutter around me, and I'm going to put God first in my life. And by the way, parents, I'm sorry, kids are not first. I know that we're tempted as parents, and I have four children. I know that we're tempted to say, well, the kids are first. No, God is going to be first. Those kids will be taken care of. My spouse will be taken care of. But God is going to be first. And I'm going to have an orderly life. There is so much mental problems because the individual himself or herself is out of whack, or the marriage, or the family. And it raises the level of stress and anxiety. There will always be those times in life where life throws us a curveball and we have to make adjustments. It's not something that we would normally want, but our life needs to be orderly, even in our physical things. A clean house, a clean bedroom, an orderly diet, and orderly work ethic, getting up on time, those types of things, it really does generate peace of mind instead of being chaotic and out of order. A sixth thought that needs to be in my mind is that I'm going to strive earnestly to live a quiet life, taking care of my own business and not running around bothered by other people's concerns. Too many people are not taking care of their own life properly, but boy, they're on the internet and social media, and they're texting, and they're tweeting, and they're TikToking, and they are Facebooking, and they're in everybody's world, everybody's business. And they get all bent out of shape about somebody who tweeted this and somebody who Facebooked that. We need to live a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness. We need to take care of our own business. Paul writes, for example, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 11, and that you study or give diligence to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands, even as we charged you, that you may walk becomingly toward them that are without and may have need of nothing. There will be time to help others out, but today, especially with social media, People are weighed down with all kinds of emotional problems that they're just inviting into their own life because they spend a good part of their day worrying about what's on the internet. Take care of your own life. Make that a priority. Put the phone down and the computer down and leave some of that other alone, and you'll find that you'll have more of a peace of mind. Thought number 7. We're talking about what needs to be in our mind in order to have peace of mind. Number 7, I'm going to cast my cares upon God in prayer. I need to be on prayer terms with God. I need to be a Christian first, but we're going to cast our cares upon Him in prayer. And Peter says that in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. When we do have issues that we need help with, if we're on praying terms with God, He will help us with that. Casting all of your anxiety upon Him, for He careth for you. Go to God in prayer, not to a pill bottle. Go to God in prayer, not a pill bottle. Thought number 8, I'm going to be content with what I need, not with what I want, but I'm going to be content with what I need, to be simply a faithful Christian. Contentment gives us peace of mind, but when we're constantly chasing the almighty dollar, the rat race, constantly trying to have more, buy better things, Paul said that I've learned to be content. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And earlier, he said he had learned to be content. He had been in a situation where he had little. There were other situations where he had much. And he said, whatever state I am, therein to be content. He learned that, Philippians 4, verse 11. And we would do well to learn that very thing. But in our American society, it's all about having more and more and more, and we're never content. And we're always a problem with emotions. Thought number 9, I'm going to remove needless commotion and disturbance in my life. I'm going to live a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness. I'm going to get rid of clutter, including technology, that is disturbing me, and get back to a more simplified life, a peaceful life, 1 Timothy 2, verse 2. And thought number 10, I'm going to say no to things that I really don't need in my life and have more rest in my life. Even Jesus took time at the end of the day to rest. Mark 6, 31, to rest. And we need to learn that. So friends, you can have peace of mind. Paul wrote in Romans 15, verse 33, now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. God is there to give us that peaceful life if we will come to Him. And in 2 Thessalonians 3:16, the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in all ways. He has set before you that choice of having peace of mind. Do you want that? Will you pursue that? Can we help you to have that during this difficult time that we've been in? If so, please contact us and let's have that peace of Christ and that peace of God that can be in our hearts and in our minds and thoughts. Thank you very much and have a good day.